I'm going to conclude my comments with a little bit of nostalgia, and I hope that that little bit of nostalgia has some impact on the people who are looking toward the future and perhaps not recognizing how valuable the past might be. The old adage, if we do not learn from history, we're condemned to repeat it, I think might come into play here. My childhood was amazing. I went through school in one place, lived in one place from the time I started elementary till I graduated from high school. I was raised by my mother, my adopted mother, who actually was my biological grandmother, and she was wonderful. She did not pressure me too much, but she knew just how to get me to do what she wanted me to do, and that was to be good and be useful and be intelligent and do well in school. I owe a ton of who I am to her, but a great deal of the rest of who I am I owe to, as I say on this page, five teachers, and they influence me now just as they did when they were in the classroom with me, and just as they still do, even though most of them have passed. I wouldn't give up that experience and being taught by those people for anything. And I think that that's where we're headed. I think we're headed toward more automation, less one-on-one teaching in the classroom. And I view that as sort of yet another step in the dehumanization of humanity. We are separating ourselves further and further from each other. We're introducing machines in the interstices, and I don't think that that's good. And it scares me, as I've said before, because I feel that modern education is definitely heading that direction. And as I say at the bottom of this page, incorporation of technology is necessary because of what it is and the impact it has in the world today and is going to continue to have in the world. But it is not sufficient. You can't cut the teacher out, because without the teacher, there's not going to be any real, honest learning. It needs a human brain. It needs a human feeling. It needs a human touch to understand concepts and really get them across to others who need to learn them. And as I say, I think that the more we incorporate this, the more careful we're going to have to be, because it can, and I'm going to quote myself, all too quickly turn into a very slippery slope. Thank you for listening.